Psychic Radio. WYCD.
HD3 Detroit.
KJAQ.
HD3 Seattle.
WBMX.
HD3 Boston.
And on AOL Radio.
And Yahoo Launchcast.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston. The purpose of Intuitive Soul is to master the path to heart consciousness, and there are three different modalities that I use. Intuitive counseling, where I guide and assist you to become aware and conscious of your thoughts and feelings, raise and shift your level of consciousness, identify the pain, struggle, and fear that prohibit you, and assist you to express the love, joy, and compassion of who you are. Intuitive energy clearing can release you, your home, or place of work from negative energy connections, help you to realign your true and expressed self, restore a sense of balance between your inner world and your external living environment, and provide fresh ground for new spiritual growth and higher consciousness. And Intuitive Soul Radio, Wednesday nights right here at 7 p.m. on the Sky Psychic Radio. I also have a show on my website, intuitivesoul.com, live on Thursday evenings. So this is a new month. It's March. It is New Beginnings and Growth Month. All month long, I will be doing readings for New Beginnings and Growth in 2010. Give us a call now at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Tonight, we're discussing how your relationship with yourself and self-love leads to your growth and new beginnings. But give us a call because we're doing live readings, 248-545-7685. So I've been giving this a lot of thought. I love the fact that, you know, I know that the Olympics are over and, you know, all of that energy that has been going through the entire world. And certainly as being from Canada, you know, and having the Olympics here and, well, not here, but in Vancouver, certainly provided, you know, a lovely energy and excitement as we went through the games. And, it just makes you think about spring. It makes you think about new beginnings. And I think definitely March is one of those months where you start, you know, really getting clear about what it is that you're wanting to create. And, you know, one of the big things that I talk about and discuss in my shows are about self-love. And, you know, love is the expression of our soul. And in the society where we've become very narcissistic and selfish, you know, we have to shift this energy towards self-love. And the question that we should ask ourselves before we do anything is, are we responding out of love or are we reacting from fear? And most often, we are finding that we're reacting from a place of fear. And it may be a fear of grief or abandonment, a fear of losing or not gaining approval, a fear of being unsafe or not surviving, or the fear that we're a victim. And through all of this, we try to control or manipulate our situation. Whether we are the victim or the victor, we feel that we are separate from God, Source, because we come to this place through our fears. And what we don't realize about our reactions is that even though we may appear to be responding for a positive reason, such as to be nice and to show we are the better person, etc., we're often masking our authentic self to do what we feel we are supposed to do. If instead we could come from a place of non-resistance, allowance, and a conscious heart, we could be more authentic and accepting of who we are, which is love. We would find a heart's way and be open to both giving and receiving love. And this opens us up to the universal flow, which will allow us to express and experience love with others and ourselves. So this is March, New Beginnings and Growth Month. Give us a call now because I'm doing readings. 248-545-7685. And we'll talk about, you know, what are the new things that you're wanting to create in your life for 2010? What are you looking for right now to create and use passion to create and the growth of spring to bring into your life? Spring makes us think of beginnings and growth as the planet prepares for the all the new growth, at least in the northern hemisphere, for sure. Southern hemisphere, it's I guess it's summer right now or fall. Our hearts begin to open up and we feel the excitement that spring brings to us. When we become aware of new beginnings and beginning anew, some people feel this is in the fall, when we associate fall with beginning school again. We do have a caller. And it is Vicky from California. Hello, Vicky. Oh, sorry. It's instant feedback. Sorry. I'm sorry. So Vicky is asking us a question about what she needs to be aware of at this time of this, at this time and this year, what I need to pay attention to. Okay. So when we talk about our awareness in creating something, you know, we really need to become aware of all of those times when our energy is being directed into another place. And when our energy is being focused on something other than what we're really looking to achieve. And in this situation, when you're starting to, you know, become more aware of what you're wanting to create, and you're starting to look at what you're wanting to create, you need to do it from a place of passion. You need to do it from a place of extreme excitement and joy. And when we can come from that place, you know, it's not so much, you know, telling people what they're going to do or how they're going to be different or what they're going to achieve. It's really up to you. It's about your excitement. It's about your absolute pleasure in what you're doing. And so I encourage all of us, when we're thinking of this time of the year and we're wanting to, you know, really get excited about what we're creating, what is springing forth in this time, it really becomes our focus and our intention. And it really becomes what is it that makes us feel extraordinarily passionate about? What is it that drives us into our passion? Or what is it that is coming from a place of love instead of fear? And I'll get into this more as the evening goes on, but I know that a lot of times we're reacting from a place of fear and we're doing things largely from a place of fear. And I encourage you to ask the question, which is, you know, am I coming from a place of love? Am I responding out of love or am I reacting from fear? And then as situations arise, if you can ask yourself this all the time, then you will be allowed to shift over and to allow and surrender to the life force, the source that is moving through you, to allow your life to come into alignment. And so all of us can experience incredible amounts of change, incredible amounts of joy and love in our lives. It's just that often we are mostly reacting out of fear. And when we react out of fear, we kind of shut down our energy. So I encourage you all to really begin to get excited, to live this passion that is within this time and within this energy of spring, and to use that to, as you feel the trees beginning to bud and you feel, you know, the new growth happening around you, to connect in with that energy and to allow that to move you forward. So it's not so much of what you need to be aware of at this time, but just to really be aware of you and to really be aware of what it is that you're creating at all times. As soon as you get into a place of restriction and fear, you're creating more of that. And as you move into this exciting time, experiencing and enjoying this new growth, then and allowing, instead of resisting all the time, the change that is all around you, then we allow things to move forward much quicker than we have in the past. And, you know, with time expanding and elevating the way it is, we can really take these moments and know that every moment is going to be different. Every moment that we're in is completely different from the last moment. And each new day is a complete new day. And we have opportunities every moment, every day, to create new things and to remember that excitement and that magic that's within all of us, and to allow that to be what creates in this new time, to allow that to be what encourages you and to excite you into moving into new adventures and to new change. A lot of the times we are resistant, and that resistance just shuts us down, and that's where our fears come. So it's really about, you know, allowing all of that to be in our awareness, to accept when we're in fear, to accept when we're in grief, to accept when we're in sadness and pain and anger, but to also allow it to transition into a new place. So I hope that helps, Vicki, and maybe by listening to the rest of the show, you'll get a little bit more answers in that case. We also have a call now from Jane from Virginia. Hi, Jane.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How can I help you?
Well, I'm actually in a place now in my life where I have found the work that it's actually a little bit of everything I've done over my life. You know, it's really kind of neat. But I'm just ecstatic doing this work I'm doing, you know, as a freelancer. And, you know, it's a very competitive field. However, I am getting a lot of good clients and all that sort of thing. I'd like to know, and I do think positively, and I know that it is competitive, but I am thinking very positive. And is there anything else I can do to, you know, make this keep flowing, or what do you see for me here?
You know, I feel really positive about this. I don't know exactly what you're doing, but I feel that you have really come into your own in understanding a lot of the gifts that you are able to give your clients. And I think because of that, it is allowing, you know, the universe to sort of open up to you. And, you know, I'm feeling that it's not so much a matter of what you need to do as much as it is just allowing everything to continue to move forward. And a lot of times we get stuck on, you know, what do I need to do? Do I need, you know, better marketer? Do I need, you know, what work do I need to do? And I really honestly believe, especially in your case, now I that's not always the case, but in your case, it's really just allowing, you know, building on that sheer excitement that I feel within you as you talk about what you're doing and the fact that, you know, you really have found and are blessed with the fact that you, you know, are working on your gifts and you know what it is that you can give to others. And so that is really exciting because you're really knowing who you are and to just to continue, you know, accepting all of that and allowing, you know, yourself to continue to move in that direction. It's not a doing. It's really just allowing everything to happen. And the more, you know, you work with that passion and the more you, you know, you see the blessings in the clients that you've attracted, the more they will start, you know, referring you out to other clients. And it's just going to really grow quite organically. And
oh, great. Well, there's a mixer type of, just kind of a get together with clients and
nice.
People in my field coming up in New York at the end of the month, and I'm going to go. And I think it's a great networking opportunity. Do you
Absolutely.
Feel that there will be some good coming out of this trip?
Very much so. In so many ways, actually, you're going to meet some really great people that are going to want to work with you, because I really think that if you go to that feeling the confidence of your gifts, knowing that what you offer is a little bit different than what everybody else offers, but it doesn't matter that. What matters is that you're actually feeling really confident about who you are. And if you go with that energy in that you also want to assist others, because it really is all about networking. The more networking we do, you know, the better we get known, and that improves everything. So if you go with that, people are going to feel that energy and be drawn to you, and you're going to get a lot of contacts as a result.
Oh, thank you so very much for your help.
You're welcome. Just be yourself and just enjoy that energy and just, you know, just focus on your own confidence and feeling good about all that you've come into.
Wonderful. Thanks again so very much.
You're welcome, Jane.
Bye-bye.
Oh, bye-bye. Okay, so we're going to go to break now. If you can give us a call at 248-545-SOUL, that's 248-545-7685. We're doing readings on new beginnings and growth, and you are listening to Intuitive Soul on the Sky Psychic Radio, powered by CBS.
Psychic Radio, psychiconair.com. The Wake Up Call with Ellen Tom.
I know the torment that I put my mother through, and I've seen the lessons that she's brought to you, so I love you. And I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sorry.
She feels your pain.
Well, I actually do from a distance. Now that I'm not the tweaker, I can understand that it's not always pretty.
Hi, it's Tom Forrest. Reverend L. Newman and I are here Monday nights, 7 till 9, primetime Eastern time in the United States, with Wake Up Call on Psychic Radio.
Psychic Radio.
We know you're listening. Life is a journey. Let us be your guide. Reach out on the net now, psychiconair.com.
Look for Psychic Radio on your AOL radio player.
And I'd give up forever to touch you, 'cause I know that you feel me somehow. You're the closest to heaven that I'll ever be, and I don't wanna go home right now. And all I could taste is this moment, and all I can breathe is your life. And sooner or later it's over. I just don't wanna miss you. And I don't want the world to see me, 'cause I don't.
Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself, a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Believe. NewSkyRadio.com.
This is Intuitive Soul with your host, Lori Houston, who's mastering a path to heart consciousness through intuitive counseling by looking at our relationships, from our relationships with ourselves, with others, to even our relationship with money, and through clearing our energy so that we remove the obstacles that prohibit us from living the life we want. Intuitive Soul will discuss all of this on a weekly show Wednesday nights right here, and I invite you to join me and call in your questions that I will answer live each week. Give us a call now. We are in March, which is New Beginnings and Growth Month. You can give us a call at 248-545-7685. And Well, we have two more callers. So we have Francis from New York. Hi, Francis.
Hi.
How are you?
Doing?
I'm good.
You got some sweet voice. How you doing?
I'm good. You like to call me. So how can I help you tonight?
Yeah, I'm calling about my new beginnings. What do you see?
Okay. What do you, where are you wanting to look at new beginnings?
My life, my love life.
Your love life. See, last month was about love and you called about your career. And now this month is about new beginnings and you want to talk about love. That's fine.
I just want to know about my spiritual growth too, you know.
Okay. Well, you know, you are on the right track. What's going on with your love life right now?
It's fine.
Mm-hmm. It's gone?
It's fine.
Oh, it's fine. Okay. Sorry. Because I thought, wait a minute. I thought there was someone around. Okay. So, you know what? I feel that, you know, that's moving. Is it moved? Has it progressed from when we talked about relationship last? Are you moving forward together?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. So, and with regards to your relationship, you know, I feel that, you know, as long as you keep it open and you keep it fresh and exciting, like when we get stuck in our patterns, that's when things kind of get, that's when things kind of lose perspective. When we get stuck in our patterns, we sort of stop the flow from happening. And it's the same with our spiritual life. You know, as long as we, you know, remain open and get excited and, you know, are always asking ourselves whether we're coming from a place of love or coming from a place of fear, and it really allows everything to expand. It really, we come from a place of allowing instead of resisting. And really that's what our show's about tonight. It's, you know, understanding when we're resisting change, we're resisting moving forward, we're resisting, you know, wanting to look at some of the issues that feel sticky and dark and, you know, those areas that we don't like to look at, and, you know, really allowing the other aspect of ourselves, the part of us that gets excited, that childhood innocence, you know, allowing that to spring forth as we move into the spring, allowing, you know, that excitement that we had as children and using that to, you know, just to move through us. And I really feel that, you know, a lot of things are going to start opening up for you. As you move into the summer, you're going to see some really big things going on, and you just have to be ready and allow it.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes. And there's another thing. I keep dreaming about children, kids, little babies.
Yeah.
I don't know what. Yeah.
Well,
I don't know what that means.
I get the feeling that, you know, I think there's some coming into your life. I know we talked about one the last time too, where, you know, they sort of saw you and, you know, I think kids are coming into your life for a reason. I think maybe you're here to sort of connect with them and to, you know, to assist them on their growth and to allow them to have an expression through an adult. And maybe, you know, maybe you're going to have some more kids too.
No.
Well, then you must be looking at allowing, you know, kids to have a voice. So, you know, maybe start focusing on what that might look for you. What could you do for kids? What could you do to open yourself up for children?
And then I had a dream about some rings. I don't know what that's all about either.
A ring?
Some rings. Two rings.
What did it look like?
The lady was telling me, go down the street, bring the rings back, and you'll see everything will be all right. Because I was telling the man, this is my husband. We married now. And the lady was telling me, go down the street. And there's a lady, and she said, bring the rings back to me. Everything will be all right for you.
Okay. Well, it sounds like, you know, there's some quest that you're sort of on. And I think it has to do with the kids. I think it has to do with, you know, your own growth and your own awareness. And I would just, you know, really allow that to open up, really be open, say that, you know, you're allowing things to move through you and to allow this stuff to come clearer to you and to, you know, to build on your intuition and to develop that as much as you, you know, you have been, and just, you know, really be open and working on it.
And I kept saying, we married now. We married now.
Well, let's see what happens. You'll have to let me know what happens in the next couple months.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
You.
You're welcome.
You.
Okay. And we have Christina from Arizona. Hi, Christina.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
No problem.
I was calling because your topic today really touches home with me, where it's new beginnings and loving, to love, to recognize if it's love or fear.
Right.
And I kind of, I resonate with that because I've been asked that many times. And I was in a really abusive marriage, and I did get out of it. And when I finally took the step forward 8 years later with somebody, it's been challenging, but I've learned a lot from him. And he has, my boyfriend has an ex-girlfriend who has his kids, two boys, and she is always meddling, like she doesn't let go. And it causes me to react and be drama and to, and I guess I don't act out of love and more out of fear. And I don't know, it causes friction between me and my boyfriend. I don't know where we stand right now because, again, she is interfering with our relationship, and I the fear's coming through, and I don't know what to do. I'm
right.
trying to change and not make the same mistakes, like you said, new beginnings, and don't act out of fear, but I don't know which way to go.
Okay, so I would say, what would it be like to not get involved in her drama? Because really, this is, yes, it's triggering you. So there is a part of this that you need to understand about yourself. And it's really, that's the only thing you can focus on. It's not her drama that you need to focus on. It's not what she's doing that you need to worry about. And it's not your boyfriend. Okay. It's all you need to focus on is which part of this is, what is it triggering within me? What is what she's doing? You know, because it sounds like she's more jealous about your relationship and where it is, and she's trying to create more problems. And you don't need to get involved with that.
And so, you're right. You're hitting it. It's like you're reading me directly. But I'm afraid. Where my reaction is that I'm afraid she's going to be successful in breaking this up and he's going to choose her over me. Although I know what I feel and I know that he loves me, but then that drama, that pattern, that fear hits me. And I guess I don't know, do I have anything to worry about? Like,
you know what? You so don't have anything to worry about with her. He is not even, there is no, other than the fact that she, you know, is the mother of his kids, there is really no connection there. So your fears on that is just your fears. So try and be aware of what's being triggered that's yours and what is this drama that she's playing out. And instead of getting wrapped up in it and taking part in it, just let her play out because she's making this much more difficult on herself. She may want him back, but that's not where he's going at all. He's not even remotely interested in her in that way anymore, or else they would be together now. So, you know, this is really, it's really her drama. So just let her kind of bury herself instead of getting caught up in it. But as you do, like, just be aware of the times when you're feeling fear. Just be aware of what it is that is a pattern in your life that she's triggering. But, you know, when it comes to him, just, you know, be really open and honest with him and, you know, even be vulnerable. Let him know that when she, you know, goes into her drama, like it makes you feel, you know, unbalanced and just let him know what's going on so that he kind of gets an idea. The more open and honest you are, the more calm and collected you are, the more you don't play into her drama, the better it's going to be for you and your relationship. And there really truly is nothing there.
Could it be that because I was in an abusive marriage and he was real, he was real verbal, and he would always tell me I wasn't good enough. And I feel like that's what she's triggering for me, that I'm not good enough and he's going to choose her over me.
That's absolutely what's going on for you. That's your trigger. So you just need to work on that and everything will be fine.
And how do we need to go about that though? Like, what do I do
okay.
to even start?
Okay. You hold on. We need to go for a break. Okay. I also have another caller that, you know, please hold on, Jay, and we're going to go for a break. Give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. You're listening to Intuitive Soul on the Sky Psychic Radio, powered by CBS.
Psychic Radio.
24 hours a day. Reach out from beyond to your ears on the web now. Log on to psychiconair.com. Your spiritual well-being is our concern. This is Psychic Radio. Powered online by AOL at psychiconair.com. We know you're listening.
Itself down dust. I wanna be with you. I'm gonna be with you in the color.
Is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. Believe. NewSkyRadio.com.
The purpose of Intuitive Soul is to master the path to heart consciousness, which I do in three different ways: intuitive counseling, intuitive energy clearing, and through my radio shows right here and on my website, intuitivesoul.com. This is March, New Beginnings and Growth Month. We seem to have a very busy show and lots of people calling in as well as writing in. So I'm going to try and get to all of the calls and also try and respond to the last instant feedback. But we're still with Christina. Christina, tell me again what the last fear was that you just spoke of, because I want to address that.
Well, when you asked me what is centering that fear, what do I feel when she starts meddling and trying to get back in his life, what came to me was when I was with my ex-husband and he would fight with me, he'd tell me, you're not good enough, you're worthless, and be really verbal. And what I feel when she comes back is that even though I know that he loved me, that voice comes back in my head that I'm not good enough and he's going to choose her over me. And then that's what triggers it. But
right.
But I just don't know how to, like, I know that's where I need to start, but I don't even know the beginning tools. How do I get over this? Like, what do I do to start working on this issue for me? Because it's going to follow me until I do, and then my ex-husband right. continues to take that control
right.
over me.
Right. Well, he doesn't have control over you, but what's happening is you are definitely being triggered. And the trigger for you is that you're not worthy or good enough to have, you know, love in your life or to be loved. And that, honestly, is common for so many of us. So the abandonment issue or the grief issue or, it comes out in many different ways. But, you know, a lot of the times as children, we were taught that, you know, love became conditional and that we were not lovable and acceptable for who we are. So when looking at this fear, what I want you just to be is very aware of when it comes up. And what I'd like you to do to feel comfortable with is just to explore how it feels for you and to really go into it. Because if you can really understand it, not even so much as understanding it as feeling it and accepting it as part of, you know, your own evolution, because this is really what you're here to let go of, or that's why it's a pattern. And, you know, to just really move into it and to accept it as part of your own fears. And instead of allowing yourself to react, because this is really her drama, okay? And if you can address the greatest fear, which is that's what this is, that you're unlovable, that, you know, he's going to choose her over you, and talk about it with your boyfriend about that. Just be really open about it. Say, this is what I'm worried about. And then when the two of you can talk about it in a very rational way, instead of, you know, in a very high dramatic, high energy, high anxiety, high fearful state. If you can do it in a very loving way, you know, just setting the energy for the two of you to talk in a very loving way, you know, set candlelight, set, you know, give yourself some space, really, you know, create a space that is conducive to talking about it. And just let them know this is what is going on for you. And that, you know, if you feel safe, and it doesn't really have to do with him, but if you can talk about it in a way that he, you know, makes you feel safe, and then you can feel that safety, then part of that fear will go away. And then it doesn't have to re-trigger. It doesn't have to go in every time she does it. But what right now you're just facing the unknown, which is that you're afraid to even talk to him about it. So just start talking to him about it. Let him know that this is what is happening to you, that this is why it's happening to you, and you don't want to come from this place. Does that help?
Yeah, that makes so much sense, and I appreciate that. You've helped me so much, and I will start
good.
There. And I love listening to your show. You always
thank
have great
you.
Things to say.
Great.
So,
well,
you
know, let me
so
know how
much.
It goes.
Thank you so much.
Okay. All right. So we have Jay from Oregon. Hi, Jay.
Hello, Lori. I must say you have the same color hair as my sister. So, but you're much younger than she is. And I'm feeling this. I'm right at a breakthrough. I'm almost right up against the wall, and the wall's ready to open. And I'm feeling myself going into this next new career move. Could you enlighten me on that, please? Hello?
sure to check out Breakthrough with A.J. Barrera, Tuesdays at 10 p.m. Eastern on The Sky. Breakthrough with A.J. Barrera will feature world-renowned experts in the body-mind-spirit fields, authors, celebrities, conversations about personal life issues in today's society, and intuitive readings by A.J. Barrera. It's a show that'll transform lives. Breakthrough with A.J. Barrera, Tuesdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, live on The Sky.
CBS Radio's The New Sky. Believe. NewSkyRadio.com.
Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Time grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go. So make the best of this task and don't ask why. It's not a question but a lesson learned in time. It's something unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life. So take the photographs and still frames in your mind, hanging on a shelf in good health and good time. Tattoos and memories and dead skin on trial. For what it's worth, it was worth all the while. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life. But in the end that's right. I hope you had the time of your life. It's something unpredictable, but in the end that's right. I hope you had the time of your life. But in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life.
Psychic Radio.
24 hours a day. Reach out from beyond to your ears. On the web now. Log on to psychiconair.com. Your spiritual well-being is our concern. This is Psychic Radio. Powered online by AOL at psychiconair.com.
We know you're listening.
When I get to Warwick Avenue, meet me by the entrance of the tube. We can talk things over a little time. Promise me you won't stay by the line. When I get to Warwick Avenue, please drop the past and be true. Don't think we're okay just because I'm here. You hurt me bad, but I won't shed a tear. I'm confused.
but you don't love me. I want to be free, baby.
The life you've imagined.
Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself, a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
This is Intuitive Soul with your host, Lori Houston, who's mastering a path to heart consciousness. Wow. Okay. So... New beginnings and growth month. We had some interesting technical difficulties when I welcomed Jay onto the line from Oregon, and maybe we'll try this again. Hi, Jay.
Hi, Lori. Can you hear me now?
I can. Please tell me how I can help you.
Okay. I was going to say you have almost the same exact hair color as my sister. She's a few years older than you are, but that reminds me so much of her. I feel that I'm right at a breakthrough in my career, going into a new career field, and I'm dragging part of the old career field with me. I've been in computers for well over 30 years.
Right.
Am I getting the right message?
You absolutely are. And you know what? Taking the part with you that is really what you enjoy, that's the part you want to keep, okay? Taking the part that, you know, still excites you and enjoys you. But when you said, you know, going through a major breakthrough, you are so going through, you know, you are just like ready to pop out the other end. So you're really close to, you know, to really completely shifting this over to what you're really wanting to do and really what you were supposed to be doing. But it definitely has to do with the computer. Like, never let go of the part of you that, you know, that we always come into certain things for a reason. And, you know, the computer, the way you've mastered it, the what you do best with it will just move with you. But it's totally what you're supposed to be doing. It's very exciting.
Okay, God bless, and thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. And we have, who else do we have here? We have Dolly from Pennsylvania. Hi, Dolly.
Hello.
How are you?
Oh, I'm good, Lori. It's my first time calling. I was reading about you online.
Nice.
And I'm really interested in balancing my energy, my aura especially.
Okay.
And I didn't know if you could sense or feel any displacement.
Right.
I was told that my fifth and sixth layer and chakra, there was thinning.
Okay. You know, that's really about you speaking your truth and really about you, you know, opening up to allowing your gifts to come online. And, you know, again, this is really about doing what you love to do and, you know, getting excited about everything, connecting in and just really, you know, enjoying all the gifts around you. Just get excited about the fact that, you know, we're moving into spring.
Mm-hmm.
Get excited about, you know, really, you know, opening yourself up. And, you know, if there are any places in your life that you feel you are not speaking your truth or you feel that there are some integrity issues, often once we start, you know, really voicing ourselves, really coming from a place of integrity and coming from a place of not necessarily seeking approval, but coming from a place of really looking towards, you know, what you're excited about, that will allow your energy to shift. But, you know, I don't feel anything necessarily wrong. It's just you're moving into new territory. And that's really what this is all about, is just opening yourself up and allowing new expansion.
Okay, because I've been meditating and lighting the candles.
Awesome.
And opening myself up. I don't know if I'm, like, am I going through like a transition or something?
You are. You are definitely. You're just expanding.
Okay. Because I kind of feel blah. But I enjoy the day. Like, today was a really good day. The sun was out, even though, you know, I live in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
The sun was out, and I lit the candles, and just had a really good, opened the window some.
Yeah. Yeah, just continue things that make you feel really good. You're definitely moving through a period, and in the next couple months, things will definitely shift for you. Just keep up, you know, expanding your energy and focusing on what you love.
Okay. Thank you, Lori.
Okay. You're welcome. Okay. And we also have Dolly from Pennsylvania. Hi, Dolly.
Pam?
Oh. Okay. Sorry.
That's okay.
Right. I just had Dolly. I'm so sorry. Yes. Hi, Pam. And you're calling from Minnesota.
Yep.
We've had a lot of people today. Sorry about that. How can I help you?
Well, I was just wondering, I feel like very stagnant, very stalled out. I mean, my job's okay, but living in a rural place, there's not much a chance for me to get into something.
Right.
You know, I feel like there's something else I should be doing.
Yeah. Why are you in a rural area? Rural area.
Well, that's where my family is. I live.
Okay. That's where you live. And have you always lived there?
No. I used to live in the city, but we moved up here.
Right.
And this is where we landed.
This is where you landed. You know, I would recommend, since you don't have a very active city life, that I would recommend that you start connecting in with people online and start building up some networks that way. Because I think right now what you're needing most is to connect with more people. And as you connect with more people, you will start to feel a little bit more freer. Because what I'm feeling right now is that there's a lot of sadness in the fact that you're kind of isolated. And not that that's a big problem. It's just, and part of that energy actually assists you. But the other part of it is, you know, keeping you from shining your light. And I think what I would recommend is that you get involved with a whole bunch of groups, you know, whether it's through Facebook or, you know, just meeting up with a bunch of different people and, you know, all the things that you're really excited about. Start looking at some groups in that area. And they're not that you don't have to get into groups that, you know, charge money or anything. I mean, just have a social interaction with people that allow you to, you know, expand a little bit from where you are. And I think that will be very helpful for you. I think, you know, really what you need to do is to you just need more interaction in your life. And maybe there's some, you know, there's some groups around you as well, rurally, that you might not be aware of, or you could even start something, maybe some meditation or something, but you just need to get around more people. And that's, other than that, you know, I think you've done a lot of work and I think, you know, you're mostly happy and you like the area that you're in. It's just that you're just a little isolated.
Yep, that's pretty much true. I do like the area.
Yeah.
I'm pretty much a happy person, but I just feel like there's something missing.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'll try that.
And let me know. But, you know, connect in with some groups. You know, just do some research on the things that you're really excited about.
Okay.
Okay?
All righty.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Right.
Okay. Well, this is March, it's New Beginnings and Growth Month, so I'll be doing readings all month long. I do have an instant feedback from Olivia in California. And Olivia, I might recommend that because it's kind of a deep topic and a little intense, I would recommend maybe that you email me and we could maybe talk about it then, just because it's a really it's quite serious, and I think that it would be better if we sort of had a one-on-one email chat instead of maybe airing it all on the air. But, you know, maybe next week we can talk a little bit about some of the things that came out of it. But that's what I would recommend. So give me a call or email me at lori@intuitivesoul.com. And so we've been talking about self-love and new beginnings, and we're looking at, you know, what can we do to assist ourselves in this time of renewal. And, you know, part of the thing that we can do is to really come from a spirit that is young and innocent like a child, and, you know, to remember all the joy that we used to have as children, and, you know, that just that real excitement that we have. And to build on that, to just be really open to allowing everything to change in your life and to move forward. And then always ask yourself the question, are you coming from a place of fear, or are you coming from a place of love? And the more you move into your fears to, you know, feel them and understand them, the more you'll start coming from a place of love. And so, you know, we're coming to a close of the show. I'm Lori Houston. I'm from intuitivesoul.com. That's intuitivesoul, S-O-U-L.com. I encourage you to visit me online. I do email and phone consultations as well as readings. I do remote healing and clearing for personal, home, and businesses. And I have a weekly online radio show every Thursday night as well, right on my site. And tomorrow's guest, which is March 4th, at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I have producers April Hanna and Michael Haberning, who will be discussing their movie that they did on The Path Afterlife. Very interesting. And at 8 p.m., I have author Linda Jean McNabb, who wrote a book called One Again. I will be offering to you, I'm offering each week a free email reading. And this week, I'm going to offer to the third person to email me telling me when their birth date is. So you just have to email me, be the third person telling me when your birth date is at lori@intuitivesoul.com. May love and joy be your guides to creating the life you desire. You've been listening to Intuitive Soul on the Sky Psychic Radio, powered by CBS.